Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Captain Brian Stevens held a press conference on Thursday morning to provide details into the murder of 14-year-old Jesus Romero Garcia in December of 2014. Romero Garcia was found lying in the front yard of a residence on 15th Street in Eureka, suffering from stab wounds to his torso. He would later succumb to his injuries at the hospital. Romero Garcia did have gang ties, and four men have been arrested and charged in his death. 37-year-old Joe Olivo, currently in Pelican Bay and a Mexican Mafia member, 18-year-old Joe Olivo III, a gang member from San Luis Obispo, 30-year-old Sereno gang member Mario Nunez, and 33-year-old Eureka man Nicholas Lagel, a member of Eureka's 18th Street gang. Stevens said that they have identified the man who actually did the stabbing and that all four were present at the time.
Yeah, we do have information that leads us to believe we have identified the person actually involved in the stabbing. We're not going to release that. But yes, they all four have some connection in a conspiracy-type situation for the murder of Jesus and play some role in his murder.
The case received a key break on December 19th of 2014 when a letter arrived at the Eureka Police Department that provided key details about the stabbing, and that led to the arrest of the four men in the past week. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department is changing the way its firefighters will battle blazes at residences where a suspected butane honey oil hash lab is located. Due to the dangerous nature of the butane extraction method of making hash and the severe damage caused to both humans and property during an explosion, Humboldt Bay Fire will no longer attack the fire by sending hose crews into the structure. They will adopt a defensive posture and battle the blaze from outside, thereby lessening the risk of injury to fire crews. There have been dozens of hash lab explosions reported across the county in the past few years, and those explosions can cause severe burns to operators and severely damage the structural integrity of buildings. Sheriff's deputies have recovered mail stolen from dozens of houses in and around Eureka after serving a search warrant at a residence of a woman connected to a string of mail thefts. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 27-year-old Ashley Page, who was wanted for mail theft, after deputies located stolen mail, as well as W-2s, credit cards, IDs, and stolen checks in a house on Hillcrest Drive. Page and 46-year-old David Cooper had been contacted by police and sheriff's deputies on two earlier occasions and found to be in possession of stolen mail. A community services officer has returned some of the stolen mail to its proper owners. The rest was turned into the post office for redelivery. At Tuesday's supervisors' meeting, representatives from AT&T gave a short presentation on the company's efforts to maintain broadband service in the case of an outage or a cut to a fiber optic cable that serves both private and government entities. AT&T plans to install a fiber optic ring through the use of new software and engineering design that does not include laying new cable, so that in the event the fiber optic cable is cut at one location, data can be routed around the problem area and service will not be interrupted. The fiber optic ring, or diverse path network, will create several paths for data to travel. It's expected to be completed by the end of 2016. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There's more rain in the forecast for the coming days, and that will continue to impact local road conditions. Caltrans maintains one-way controlled traffic on Highway 96, 4 miles west of Hoopa, due to a slide. There is one-way controlled traffic at several places along Highway 299 due to slide activity as well, including a stop east of Burnt Ranch. There are also chain requirements due to snow at locations along 299. In southern Humboldt, motorists who use Salmon Creek Road in Miranda should be prepared for short delays due to a portion of the road being washed out due to a failed culvert. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before leaving home. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of heavy smoke and fire coming from an apartment building in the 2400 block of Union Street on Wednesday evening. Arriving units found heavy fire coming from the rear window of a first-floor apartment in the two-story duplex. All the occupants of the building had escaped safely, although initially there were fears someone was still inside, and a search crew went in to ensure all occupants were out. They found no humans, just two pet cats, one of which was saved with resuscitation, but the other died on scene. The cause of the fire is a suspected kitchen fire in which hot oil spilled onto the stovetop and ignited, and then spread rapidly. Damage was estimated at $25,000, and the Red Cross was on hand to assist displaced tenants. A reminder, Humboldt Bay Fire also provides assistance to fire victims through its Assistance to Victims program, which is funded solely by donations from the community. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.